RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And players during media availability as well as on the field action. Subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now to get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns all throughout the football season.
The other thing that I think is important to remember here is, you know, I do think that there are, I think there's at least a team or two out there where they're on the fence and looking at it saying, well, like, this isn't working completely the way we want it to, but maybe it looks better than what's out there on the market. Right, you don't have a Ben Johnson or Mike Vrabel. And I would have sat here last year at this time and told you guys, like, Ben Johnson's getting a job, Mike Vrabel's getting a job. I'm almost positive, right? That those two guys are going to wind up with jobs. And they got jobs. And I don't know that there's anybody I feel that way about this year.
Albert Breer, just in the previous segment there, giving us his take on the coaching market with the Cleveland Browns. We do have Lance Reisland coming up in about 15 minutes here. So I think what's interesting about what he's saying is it does seem like whether you listen to Jeremy Fowler on the This Is Football podcast or that sound from Albert there,
yeah,
it does seem like the Browns are one of the teams that are 50-50 and that the lack of a Ben Johnson or Mike Vrabel might be the thing that keeps Kevin Stefanski's job.
Which I have such a hard time with this because it's like in one side of it, you don't want to fire him with the idea that you don't have anyone better in place. But on the other side of this, I don't think you just keep somebody because a better option isn't out there either. Like so if you hire somebody new and they stink, you're right back in the same spot next year as well. And you look dumb on top of it. But I also think at some point it's run its course. I know I gave you like seven different scenarios there. I apologize for that, but I hope you followed along with that.
I'm now cross-eyed, but I can uncross them.
In my brain, every one of them, they all followed, but I am sure I got very confused in there.
So I guess what I think comes down to, when you don't have an obvious, you have to hire Mike Vrabel or Ben Johnson, right? Because I think one of the things probably hurting Jimmy Haslam in this, or maybe plaguing his mind, is can I really get better from Kevin Stefanski if there isn't a Vrabel or Johnson? The Ravens fired Brian Billick, a guy who had got them a Super Bowl 6 years prior, 7 years prior. If you had said, is John Harbaugh definitively a better coach than Brian Billick, you wouldn't have been able to say it.
That's true.
What is interesting is the common thought when Bill Cowher retired was it was Wisenhunt or it was Russ Grimm. It was just who it was going to be. Mike Tomlin was seen as a Rooney Rule interview, and Mike Tomlin was looked at a hire as like, oh, they're not going with one of the guys that had been a part of what the Steelers are? So that wasn't a widely celebrated hire other than it was, hey, this is a good family that knows how to hire head coaches. I don't care about, like, when I said David Shaw earlier, I think most people would go, him? Because he's not a hot coach. I don't give a rat's butt. I really don't. The question here is not, can you hire a coach that is going to make everybody outside of Berea go, ooh, the Browns are serious. And it's, can you find a coach that fits the structure that you have in place that can be what you need? And that means can he be a leader of men? Can he talk and work within the Haslam leadership structure? And can he speak to the fans when you're not good?
Like, here's why I don't think that's that hard. But here's why I don't think they're going to be scared to do that. It's because I've already seen them do that. You know, they didn't bend to everything that Josh McDaniels wanted. Instead, they hired Kevin Stefanski. And they said, Stefanski is this guy for reasons X, Y, and Z. And I'll never forget being on the air when it happened and it went down and the announcement came through and said, here it is. And I'm telling you, Nick, to a person, everyone that called in was so like, I can't believe it. They hired Stefanski. What is this? We don't even know this guy. What are they doing? Everyone wanted McDaniels, but like they made what is at the time considered. It was the unpopular hire in many ways. And so like I know this regime can do that. I know they can do that. That's I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a year where you interview three guys and make a like I think you have to interview 15 guys. Actually, I really do think this is that John Harbaugh search.
So, again, you brought up Tomlin with good reason, because Tomlin, it was not, that was supposed to be a courtesy interview.
Yes.
And that was supposed to be the idea of, okay, sure, he got a chance to interview, and that'll be good for you in the long term when you go for a serious job you have a chance for, Mike. Yep. And the reality was, is he just blew their socks off in that process.
So, like, I think this is a, you have a, if you're going to do it, which I still think is up for debate.
Steven Vogt did that with the Guardians.
No, 100%. Yeah, gosh, remember we had
45 interview candidates.
We had the Guardians big board, and at some point, every time we'd do it, Dustin's eyes would glaze over. It's very fun for me.
They legitimately, I mean, it was 45 candidates that they interviewed,
yeah.
And how did they settle? Not settle. How did they land on Vogt? He just blew him away in the interview. He was like, so, this is our guy.
This is my recollection of how the Ravens talked through their decision to get Harbaugh in the moment. That basically everybody had a pool of candidates, three or four or five guys, and it was like six guys in the committee. Everybody had three or four guys to interview in the first round, and then everybody made their recommendation, and then you went to the second round, and then everybody kind of cross-interviewed everybody, and over the course of, I think it was something like 12 to 18 candidates. They whittled it down to Harbaugh. And so much of it was everybody got to know each of the candidates we considered. And the more we, you know, the more we brought you back for another interview, the more we got to know. That's this is that class. Listen, there's only 32 jobs. There are more than 32 qualified people to be an NFL head coach in the NFL. And the definition of qualified, and this is, I hate NFL coaching searches because it does turn out to something we talked about, which is, so what did you do with Pat Mahomes? What did you do? Yeah. Like, this Matt Nagy stuff is bonkers. Matt Nagy was an abject disaster in Chicago.
Absolute disaster, yeah.
And the idea, oh, he's gone back now. He's learned more.
No, he hasn't. He stinks.
Dan Pompey of The Athletic wrote up this whole to-do on Matt Nagy being like, I'm going to end up a better coach because of what happened in Chicago.
Dan Pompey's covered the Chicago for a long time. That was a courtesy interview.
Oh, yes, it was.
That's all that was.
But the idea, but there are people letting the message out there of, I've changed. No, you haven't. You're the same guy that got a job because of Pat Mahomes 6 years ago, and you're the same guy that's going to get a job for Pat Mahomes now.
I just tend to think of what you're talking about with Harbaugh and then cross-interviewing and doing other stuff. Like, think about it with entry-level jobs today's world. There's five or six interviews in those processes, and with reason, right? These are entry-level jobs, and they're having people go for five, six interviews, an insane amount of interviews. Through time and through interviews, you tend to have the cream rise to the top. Like, you can find out who can do what you want them to do and whose message actually lands.
Lance Reisland will talk Shador, the Browns' offense, the win over the Steelers, and so much more in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.